Hey, math fans, Jason Marshall, Math Dude here with your weekly dose of quick and dirty tips to make math easier. In the previous episode, we talked about using the number line to help you keep your signs straight when adding positive and negative integers. Well, in this episode, we're taking things one step further. Not just adding positive and negative integers, but subtracting them too. But before we get to that, let's quickly review what we covered last time. The main thing to take away was the idea that you can use the number line to visualize what's actually going on when you add positive and negative numbers. Let's use the first practice problem I gave at the end of the last episode to demonstrate what I mean. 3 plus negative 13 plus 14. We can solve this problem by visualizing walking along the number line. Here's how. Start at 0 and walk 3 steps in the positive direction to your right. Then turn around and walk 13 steps in the negative direction. Where are you? You should be at negative 10. But we're not done yet. You next need to walk 14 steps in the positive direction to your final destination, which is, that's right, it's 4. So, 3 plus negative 13 plus 14 equals 4. Make sure that makes sense before moving on, since things are about to get a little bit tougher. Now, this mental meandering along the number line works for more complex problems, too. How about something like 2 minus negative 3? Huh? How do you subtract a negative number? Well, we've already established that adding a positive or negative integer can be thought of as walking that number of steps in the positive or negative direction along the number line. An addition sign is like a green light saying, keep on walking in the positive or negative direction. But subtraction? Well, in contrast to addition, a subtraction sign is like a red light saying, stop, turn around, and head in the other direction. So let's go back to our example problem, 2 minus negative 3, and see how we can use the number line to solve it. As always, start out at 0 on your number line. The first number in 2 minus negative 3 is positive 2, so you need to walk 2 steps in the positive direction. Now the second number in 2 minus negative 3 is negative 3. Starting at your current location of 2, imagine you turn as if to start walking those 3 steps in the negative direction, exactly as you'd do if there was an addition sign. But, wait a minute, that's a subtraction sign. And remember, a subtraction sign is like a bright red light warning you to turn around and walk in the opposite direction. So, instead of walking 3 steps in the negative direction, you have to do the opposite and walk 3 steps in the positive direction. Starting from 2, you do exactly that and find yourself to be at 5. You've calculated that 2 minus negative 3 equals 5. Now let's take another look at adding positive and negative numbers. Say, 10 plus negative 5. Walking 10 steps in the positive direction, then 5 in the negative, gives us the answer 5. Notice anything funny about that problem? How about the fact that the answer to 10 plus negative 5 is exactly the same as the answer to 10 minus 5. And, thinking about the number line a bit, we can see why this has to be true. Walking in the negative direction when adding a negative number is exactly the same thing as turning around and walking in the negative direction in reaction to a subtraction sign. So here's a quick and dirty tip for you. Whenever you see a problem asking you to add a negative number to another number, you can always just think of the problem as asking you to subtract that number instead. In other words, solving a problem like 133 plus negative 43 is identical to solving the problem 133 minus 43. They're both 90. And here's another thing. Take a second look at the problem 2 minus negative 3 equals 5. Notice anything funny there? How about the fact that 2 minus negative 3 gives the exact same answer as 2 plus 3? Yes, once again, thinking about the number line makes it clear why this has to be true. Subtracting a negative by turning to walk in the negative direction, seeing the red light subtraction sign, and then walking in the positive direction is the exact same thing as just walking in the positive direction from the outset. So, here's another quick and dirty tip to go along with the first. Whenever you see a problem asking you to subtract a negative number from another number, you can always simplify the problem by adding that number instead. In other words, 133 minus negative 43 is identical to solving 133 plus 43. They both equal 176. Perhaps you're wondering, Math Dude, why not forget all that number line business and instead just give us these rules to help us solve problems right from the get-go? Well, in my experience, this sort of shortcut-to-answers method of teaching and learning math just doesn't work very well. It's how many of us first learn math, the just use these formulas and follow these rules method. But it doesn't really help you to understand math. Although the problems we've looked at have been fairly simple, they've been chosen to help you see what the math they describe really means. Once you understand that, you have a very powerful tool at your disposal for solving much more complex problems. In the next episode, we'll look at a real-life example of how all this addition and subtraction of positive and negative numbers is used in the financial world of banks and balance sheets. In the meantime, here's a problem for you to think about. What's the sum of all the positive even integers less than or equal to 10 minus the sum of all the positive odd integers less than or equal to 10? That's quite a mouthful, I know. Don't worry if you aren't familiar with all those terms just yet. Here's the translation. What is 2 plus 4 plus 6 plus 8 plus 10 minus 1 minus 3 minus 5 minus 7 minus 9? There's an easy way and a hard way to do it. Try to figure out the easy way if you can. All right, I think that's enough math for now. Remember, you can listen to, read, and subscribe to all the Math Dude episodes, as well as the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. Please email math questions and comments to mathdude@quickanddirtytips.com. Follow the Math Dude on Twitter at twitter.com/mathdudeqdt and become a fan on Facebook. You can also follow me, your humble host, on Twitter at twitter.com/jasonmarshall. Finally, we want to know more about who's listening to the Math Dude. So, if you have a few minutes, please visit quickanddirtytips.com and take our listener survey. You can find it by clicking on the blue listener survey button at the bottom of the right column on every page of the website. Thanks for taking the time to help us out, math fans, and thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.